Presence of Jesus is here this morning. He's doing something new in your life, changing your story. Put your hands high and take that quietness. Whisper that name. Thank you, Mark. Breathe upon this service this morning. Let not one person leave here the same. Thank you, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand, please, and take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Be all for you. He's all I want.
Welcome everyone here this morning. In the precious name of Jesus, I believe we will never return back the same way. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 9. After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. I'll stop there. The subject is release, recovery, and replication or multiplication through prayer. And this is part two. Our objective is threefold. First, to understand the release power of prayer. The second is to understand the recovery power of prayer. The third is to understand the replication or enlargement power of prayer. By way of introduction, it is confirmed throughout Scripture that prayer is a non-negotiable instrument for the achievement of meaningful and quality life. For the achievement of meaningful and quality life. If a child of God would live a life of meaning, a life of quality, prayer is a non-negotiable requirement. We saw the lives of people like Abraham, Jacob, Job, and several men and women in Scripture who lived quality lives by the frequency of prayer. Prayer is a cause of release. We saw that in the first service, how the destiny of Jacob was released by prayer. We will not go into that now. But we are looking at recovery in this second service. The recovery power of prayer. Recovery. Again, we are looking at the life of Jacob. And we have three examples. In Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 to verse 28, very popular scripture. The Bible said, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. What is the meaning of that? One, the destiny of Jacob was recovered at the altar of prayer. He was born as Jacob, but he was destined to be Israel. Born as Jacob. Jacob is a person, but Israel is a nation. That recovery could not happen except at the altar of prayer. He left who he used to be, for whom he was meant to be, at the altar of prayer. He left where he was for where he should be, at the altar of prayer. Maybe you are here this morning, you were born and you came out of your mother's womb in one form, But God has designed you to exist in another form. It is at the altar of prayer that the transformation happens. Hear this. The altar of intercession is the altar of transformation. The altar of supplication is the altar of transformation. Is the altar of transition. And today I speak in the name that is above every name. Everyone whose destiny is being blocked by who you used to be, in this month of prayer, it shall give way. Who you used to be shall give way for who you are meant to be. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I shall recover my destiny. I shall be everything you want me to be in the land of the living. I shall become. Listen to this. The worst form of failure in life is not the failure to go to school. It's not the failure to read or write. It's not the failure to make money. It's not the failure to make friends. It's not the failure to travel abroad. It's not the failure to occupy a particular position. The worst form of failure in life is the failure to become whom you were created to become. Is the failure to be what God had in mind before he formed you. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he said, before I formed you, I knew you. And before you came forth, I ordained you. I sanctified you and ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. The failure to be everything you are meant to be in God. It is possible you are somewhere now and people are clapping for you. That you have arrived or you have succeeded, yet heaven may be mourning for you. Because you haven't scratched where you are meant to be. But I decree in this month of prayer, Jehovah God shall shift you into the realm and the face of life where you are meant to be. If you are saying amen, say amen like a believer. In this month, Jehovah God shall shift you into what you are meant to be. Say a louder believers, amen. That was our first example of recovery at the altar of prayer. Second example, all that the enemy took from David and his men when they were attacked at Ziklag were recovered. All was recovered at the altar of prayer, especially the prayer of inquiry. David recovered all that the enemy took from him and his men at the altar of prayer. He recovered all. If you read 1 Samuel chapter 30, from verse 1 all the way down, you will see how it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burnt it with fire. And they took the women captive that were therein, and they slew not anything, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. David was greatly distressed because the people spake of stoning him. Because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Now, if you move to verse 8, David said to Abiathar to bring something, the ephod. And David prayed and inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all. So David pursued. And if you go down all the way to verse 18 and in verse 19, you will see the recovery. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them. Neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. Hear me, beloved. Everything the enemy has taken from your life, I declare their recovery right now. I declare their recovery right now. I declare their recovery right now. If you believe that, say the loudest amen. Listen to this. At the altar of prayer, nothing is too lost to be recovered in God. At the altar of prayer, nothing is ever too lost. There is nothing the devil took from you that is too far gone to be recovered. Is God speaking to somebody here? So the altar of prayer is the altar of restoration, is the altar of recovery. The altar of supplication is the altar of recovery. Maybe you are here today, you lost your health. Maybe there is something the devil took from you. Maybe there is something the power of darkness took from you. As we pray, as we fast, as we wait on the Lord, in the month of July, I declare your restoration is coming. In the course of the fast, we had the testimony during the early will I seek this service of a girl that was lost from the house for 25 years. She left home, was it the age of 5? And got missing at the age of 5. The junior sister didn't even know her. And she got lost and was lost for 25 years. And when the Lord will return her back home, someone who left and was lost at 5, returned back and walked straight to her father's house. Just straight to the house. The sister was entering the church when the father called. She received a call at the entrance of the church here. Your sister that has been missing for 25 years just returned. That is the situation. Whether you don't know whether the person is dead or alive. In fact, after a while, after 10, 15 years, the conclusion is that this person is dead. But came back, nothing is ever too lost in God to be found at the altar of prayer. I speak to someone here by prophetic decree. That which the enemy took from your family is returning back home. That which the enemy took from your life is returning back home. What the devil took from your people is returning back home. If you believe, say the loudest amen. A louder amen. A louder amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. David recovered all that was taken from him and his men. That was recovery number two. And thirdly, Lazarus was recovered from the dead. By the power of prayer. After 4 days in the grave, Lazarus was rescued from the dead by the power of prayer. In John chapter 11, verse 39, all the way to verse 44, Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he thinketh, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto thee, that if thou would believe, thou should see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, that is a prayer. "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always." He said, "But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. Everyone who has been tied here today, you are loosed. Say amen like a believer. I said you are loosed. Everyone that has been tied or bound by the devil today, you are loosed. Everything that has died in your body, whether it's an organ that is dead, a marriage that is dead, a relationship that is dead, a system that is dead, a business that is dead, a brain that is dead, whatever is dead in your life, I declare they are coming back to life this month. Coming back to life today. In this season of prayer, they are coming back to life. You believers, shout the loudest, amen. So shall it be. So shall it be. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive multifaceted restoration today by the power of prayer. Say a loud amen. The question is, what is prayer? First, in the first service, we look at prayer as the flow of communication that originates from the relationship between man and God. That is that communication that flows because there is a relationship between man and God is called prayer. And we said that the more functional the relationship, the more buoyant the communication, the prayer. We looked at that already. The more functional the relationship, the more vibrant the communication. If your prayer life is not vibrant, it's because your relationship is not functional. When a man and his wife are not in talking terms, something is wrong. There's something wrong with the relationship. When a man and his maker are not in talking terms, something is wrong with that relationship. That was the first service. Now, what is prayer? For this second service, prayer is the enforcement of the will, plan, and purpose of God in the earth as it is in heaven. The enforcement of the will, plan, and purpose of God in the earth as it is in heaven. The enforcement of the will, the plan, and the purpose of God in earth as it is in heaven. That was what he said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. We are at the place of prayer. We are laying hold on God to ensure that what he wants in our life is what happens. What he wants in our nation is what happens. What he wants in our family is what happens. We are laying hold on God to ensure that what he wants in the earth is what happens. Not what the devil wants. Not what the witchcraft powers want. Not what the occult world wants. Not what haters want. But what God wants is what must happen. And there is a key. The deeper your understanding of the will of God, the stronger your prayer life, the stronger your prayer force, the deeper your understanding of the will of God, the more you know what God wants for your life, the more you know what God wants done, the stronger your prayer will be. The reason why people pray hesitantly and pray without certainty is because they are not sure of what God wants. But if you know for sure out of the Bible, this is what God wants, and you know in the spirit this is what God wants, you take your stand and enforce the will of God. Somebody say a loud amen. In conclusion this morning, how do you pray? How do we pray effectively in order to see our recoveries, to see our releases, to see our recoveries or our replications? How do you pray? What are the modalities? How do we pray to see the results we need to see? Number one, you pray desperately. We pray desperately. Desperately. In Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, he said, from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violent violence, and the violent take it by force. Anything we must take from God, we take by force. Because there are forces contending with you for taking it. Jabez prayed violently. He prayed desperately. in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and in verse 9, that God will change his story, that God will change his situation, and God heard him. So we pray desperately. Number two, pray revelationally. I already said that you pray revelationally. You pray with the understanding of the will of God. What does the Bible say is the will of God concerning this situation? In 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 14. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. The Bible said, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Long time ago, God showed me that the will of God is answered prayer waiting to be prayed. It is answered prayer that is waiting to be prayed. When you know what God wants, you have already known what prayer will be answered. Because you are telling God to do what he wants to do, so you don't need to beg him for it. The will of God is answered prayer that is waiting to be prayed. Whether it's the will of God for your life, the will of God for the church, the will of God for whatever, it is answered prayer that is waiting to be prayed. Finally, so we pray desperately, we pray revelationally, and thirdly, we pray believingly. Believingly. That is, you don't pray like you are doing trial and error. You pray like you know what you are talking about. In James chapter 1 and in verse 6, it said that the person who wants to receive from God, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed with the wind. You pray believingly. It is either God or God. God will do it, and God will do it. Today, something good is about to happen for somebody. The glory of God is about to be released for somebody. A change of story is coming for someone's life. And if you are the one, shout the loudest, amen. You believe something is about to be restored into your life that the enemy took away, shout the loudest, amen. Lift up your right hand and just worship him in the spirit. Be in an attitude of worship right now, because there are the healings and deliverances and restorations and recoveries. Whatever the enemy took from you will be returning right now. Up on our feet, hands uplifted, in an attitude of worship, worshiping in the Spirit for just a minute. Oh, your name is holy. Your name is holy. Holy Lord. Oh, your name is holy.
And your name is holy, holy Lord.
Lift your hands higher. Shata ta 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 ta. Jekoko baga daga la daga daga daga. Jekoko baga laga yaga daga la 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 la. Zikoko baga daga la 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 la. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. In the name of Jesus, lift those hands high. The presence of the Lord is surely everywhere here. Maintain quietness if you can. Lift your hands high. There is a name that is above every name. Jesus, the resurrected Lord. God gave that name so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of beings in heaven, beings on earth, and beings under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Lift your hands high and whisper that name, Jesus. It's encounter time, divine visitation time, where God will be rolling away the garments of reproach and pulling people from the pits of destruction, from the cage of oppression, breaking chains of hands and feet, delivering and healing the afflicted and the frustrated. It's our weeks of glory, and that glory is about to invade your life now. And take out what is not of God. Lift your hands high. And at the count of seven, you place the hands on your head and scream glory. And begin to pray in the Spirit. And the yoke will be broken. And the bondage will go. And the agenda of hell will be dissolved. Someone will see yourself in an encounter in your Father's house, where a deliverance is taking place and you are being set free. Lift your hands. Father, let the glory fall. Let the glory invade the life of this brother, this sister. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, let the glory fall. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you ready at all? Lift your hands, let the glory fall. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Glory! I'm going to go to the hospital.
Lift your hands and worship him. Lift your hands and honor him. Lift your hands and adore him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. The Lord has destroyed every yoke of captivity. There have been diverse encounters that took place just now. The Lord just pulled people out of the pit and out of the graves and set garments on fire. Somebody shout the loudest, say amen. A breast lump has been dissolved. A lump in the breast dissolved. And a hernia has been dissolved and disappeared right now. Fibroid bloated tummy has just deflated now. Other forms of growths and lumps have disappeared from the body. Somebody's ear that couldn't hear well, the ear is open. That couldn't hear at all, the ear has just got open. Now, you got an encounter just now, or you got a healing just now, or a deliverance just now. I'd like you to walk forward here and let us see what God did for you. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. A bigger clap and a loud shout of praise. Quickly.
You are worthy. Oh, yidi yidi Adonai. You are worthy. Jehovah Ole Yashaba. You are worthy, 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 Lord.
You are worthy.
Oh, yidi 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 yidi. You are worthy, 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 Lord.
You are worthy.
Oh, oh, oh.
You are worthy,
worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, Lord. You are worthy, 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 worthy. Oh, yidi yidi Adonai.
You
are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, 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 Lord.
You are worthy.
Oh, yidi yidi Adonai.
You are worthy.
Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. You are worthy. Oh, Yidi Yidi Adonai. Lift your voice and sing. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, 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 worthy. Oh, Yidi Yidi Adonai.
You are worthy.
You are worthy, Lord.
Worthy,
worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy. You are worthy, 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 worthy. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, 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 worthy. For you, 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 you,
give the Lord a big clap of hands and a shout of praise. Let's begin with as many as you have. Let's start.
Yes, our sister said, at the shout of glory, placed her hand on her head. She saw her entire family members tied, bound with ropes.
She saw a vision where her entire family members were tied with a rope.
And then there was a pit where everybody was meant to be laid in, like a sheep led to the slaughter.
As if a pit, like everybody was to be laid in, like a grave or something.
And then you appeared and began to cut the ropes from everyone's wrists and feet. And setting them free. Incredible.
I speak to everyone here today, everyone whose family members are tied either with broken marriages or tied with the spirit of premature death or whatever they have used to tie your family members. The chain is broken. Is broken. I declare your freedom, the freedom of your family, the freedom of your loved ones. I declare it now. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Yes, what happened?
Brother Innocent said,
please sit down.
Brother Innocent said before the COVID lockdown, he had a dream where he swallowed palm kernel. And since then, he started having moving objects in his tummy and even chest pain and all manner of affliction. But at the shout of glory, he felt vapor left his body and he received his healing. The pain.
Step over here. Everything that is a deposit in your system, hear me? Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body that is tormenting your system, it is over forever. I command it arrested and returned back to hell in Jesus' name. Yes.
This is our brother Akan. He has been experiencing anxiety for the past 1 year. And this is his first time coming to Dunamis Church. At the shout of glory, he said that anxiety left him.
Give the Lord the praise. Whatever has been a pressure in your life and on your head, it is returned back to hell. Jesus' precious name.
Sir, this is our brother. He said at the shout of glory, he saw himself coming out of a pit and then his clothes changed to white.
His clothes changed. Anybody trusting God for a change of garment, a change of identity today, I declare it's changing right now. And every pit where the devil has kept you or kept your family or kept your loved ones or kept your destiny or your resources, you are out of the pit. Power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name.
Sir, this is Sister Glory. She says she came to service with terrible pain in the chest. And also she says she saw an encounter where she was in the pit and you pull her out. Pain in the jaw also gone.
Pain in the teeth, pain on the jaw gone, pain in the chest gone, and out of the pit. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. You are out of the pit. Power of the Holy Ghost. Out of the pit in Jesus' name.
Linda, come forward.
Give the Lord the praise, people.
She had suffered ulcer for 10 years.
And 10 years of ulcer.
But at the shout of glory, she's normal.
Congratulations. It is over in Jesus' precious name.
Sister Victoria here saw herself in a cage. She saw herself.
Yes, go ahead.
She saw herself in a cage and like a load on the cage. At the shout of glory, an angel came and locked the cage and brought her out of the cage.
Hey! How many of you believe you are coming out of everywhere the devil kept you? You believe you are coming out? Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I refuse every cage and every imprisonment of life. Oh, you cage, satanic confinement, break now! Break now! Celebration!
Yes, you are worthy of a praise. Oh, you are worthy of a great holy name.
Sister Sewese said while you were praying on the altar, God opened her eyes and she saw fire left you and the fire hit her. And that fire impacted her so much, and in that encounter she saw two spirits that were conjoined walking out of her body.
Two what?
Spirits that joined like this.
Two spirits joined together.
Yes, as the fire from me
on the altar. Hit you.
Yes,
two spirits were in you that were joined together.
Yes, and I saw you flog them and then.
You saw me do what?
Flog them.
Koboko.
Yes, and then I chained on my leg. My hands and my legs broke my head.
Chained from your leg and hand. Are you just sitting and looking like that? If you believe that something is breaking in your life, the Bible said upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance and there is holiness. and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Something is breaking in your life today. Shout the loudest, amen. It's breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking. Shout the loudest, amen. What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Please be seated.
Yes, sir. She came into church this morning with deafness on the right ear.
The mama?
Yes.
For how long?
She said for 1 month.
For how long? She couldn't hear with that ear. Which one? All right, now what happened?
And now, at the shout of glory, the ear popped open.
Close this screen. This one. Jesus. The hearing is taken. Open! Open!
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you just sitting and look?
Yes, you.
Hey! Listen, everything the devil has closed in your life, every door, whether it's the door of your life, door of destiny, door of the womb, door of marriage, the God who opened this death here now is opening your doors. You are saying amen, shout it like a believer. It is done, congratulations. For the sake of time, we'll take this one rapidly. All the others can probably be presented in the next service. Please be seated.
At the shout of glory, Sister Precious saw herself in a room with her siblings, and she was tearing dirty rags off herself and her siblings. And she has been a Muslim.
I'm from a Muslim home, so I've been a Christian for over 9 years. My father does not know. And I've had many encounters and many promises that...
And today what happened?
Dirty rags off herself and her siblings.
Off myself and my siblings. And I was clothing my mom with a new garment because she's not with him. But she's not even around. And he has been doing wonders in her life. I don't know how.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. You and your siblings are free and no reprisal attack shall be your portion. Jesus, precious name. Amen. Free! Free! Jesus' precious name.
Mrs. Akubo came with a severe pain on the right and left kidneys, also pain on her head. At the shout of glory, all the pains
took off. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. What else?
Sir, this is Sister Margaret. She came to service with a fractured leg that lasted almost a year. She said at the shout of glory, the leg vibrated. She
Oh my God.
She came with a walking stick.
Where is
she
it?
She dropped the walking stick.
Somebody bring it for us.
Came with the walking stick, she couldn't walk.
The leg vibrated.
Vibrated. And then she... That's the walking stick over there.
Ola, 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 ola. Ola, ola, ola. Ola, 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 ola,
Ya
understand why you tied her. All right, can you walk? Show us how you walked when you came with this stick. That was how you walked when you came. Okay. Now, the leg vibrated. Now walk without the stick now.
Hola, hola, hola.
Are you just
hola,
looking
hola,
like that?
Hola, hola,
the leg vibrated.
Hola, hola, hola.
Walk
hola,
back.
Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, 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 hola. Hola, hola, hola.
Give the Lord a big clap and take your seat. Are we going on? Sister Maureen said 7 years ago.
Congrats.
She said 7 years ago, one of her aunties placed a curse on her that she was not going to succeed. And since that time, she has always seen herself in the pit. Nothing has been working, no marriage, nothing. But at a shout of glory, she saw herself coming out of the pit and she believed that something has happened.
You are permanently out of that pit. In Jesus' precious name, power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, finally.
This sister here fell under power at the shout of glory.
Right.
And she said that she saw God's servant in the father's house who began to tie the rope that one of the uncles used to tie them.
To tie or untie?
To untie the rope that one of the uncles used to tie them together. And then God's servant and the uncle said, I tie these people, why are you coming to untie them? And God's servant told the uncle, if you don't leave this place, you'll be disgraced. And so the uncle left, and thereafter God's servant began to cut the rope and releasing them one after the other. And she said that fibroid that she has been having for years, she cannot feed the fibroid again, that the fibroid has gone.
Again, everyone that has been tied by the devil, tied in your finances, tied in your destiny, any area where the enemy has tied you, the yoke is broken. Open your mouth and say, Father. Now, those of you in the front, because of time, we may not be able to take all these testimonies. You can come forward and testify in the second, in the third service. God bless you. Please return back to yourself. I prophesy everyone that has been tied by the devil, every yoke and everything they used to tie you, I declare it is broken in the name of Jesus. I declare you are untied in the name of Jesus. It's a new day for you. Just very, very quickly. Everyone who came in here today, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want to be genuinely born again. You heard the word. You saw the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags. And quickly rush to the front here. And let's pray for you. At the count of seven, you should be the first person to be in the front here. Pastor, I want to change. I want God to change my life. I want to be genuinely born again. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Quickly, at the count of seven. One.
Give me your life.
Two.
Give me your life.
Three.
Give me your life.
Four.
It's waiting for
Why don't you give him your life? Give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your life.
Give him.
Give him 4, 5, 6.
Give him your life. Give him your life.
And 7.
Surrender all to him. He's calling you.
Give him your life. If you are bound by an addiction, a cocaine addiction, a tobacco addiction, alcohol addiction, immoral addiction, pornographic addiction, lesbian addiction, whatever kind of addiction you are bound with, and you want to be free today. Pastor, I don't want to drink anymore. I don't want to smoke anymore. I don't want to live anyhow because I want to be changed. I don't want to die and go to hell. Everywhere you are in that category, you remember that woman living with a man that she was not married to, and she was seeing herself going to hell. If she had died at that time, she would be in hell straight. Now you are like that also. Step forward at the count of seven. You want a life to be free from a particular lifestyle you are not happy with. Quickly stand up on your feet and come forward. Let's go. One.
Give
Give him your life.
Two.
Oh, give him your
three.
Life. Give him your life.
And four.
He's waiting for you.
Five.
Give him your life.
Six.
Jesus is calling.
And
give
seven.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Yeah. He's waiting for you.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand for this harvest of souls.